Okay, good morning, Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Yud Bet. We're starting at the bottom of Yud Alef Amud Bet, and we're busy discussing over here the idea of having to be at the side of your field in order for the field to be kone. So we said, was it a mishtameret? We asked a couple of questions back and forth, and then the Gemara said, Amar Ula Bahu Shomeret Betzad Beto Betzad Chash. It said, Shani Get. Okay, right. So he says over here, "V'hu shomer b'tzad beito b'tzad chashash," and we said, "Shani get in a bal korcha." We said, "A get's a little bit different." The question we asked was from a get. We said, "No, when you threw the get threw backwards. The get was bal korcha. She couldn't choose whether she wanted to get out. You could force her, and therefore she had to be there." Okay, that's what we got up to yesterday. To dedicate the shir, Ilun Ishmat, who already died in this war, both civilians and soldiers, and the Ptuim. So we say that Hanani is doing well, but to his mafkasha, Refor Shleima. The Chatufim, and mentioned Daniel, Shimon, Ben Sharon, and all the others. And we should be Matzliach. Like I said yesterday, Mishan Ichnas, Adar Mari Mesimcha. We should have lots of reason to be Sameach this month and forever. Okay. So now the Gemara also Kashi on it. It's a Matki Varav Sheishet, Bereid Rav Idi, Velav Kaba Chomeru. What do you mean? I don't understand. You said a get because it's Baal Korcha. That's why she has to be there, Dafka, because she's got no choice. But on the contrary, it's a Kaba Chomer. Right? Uma get the itai ba'al korcha yomere b'tzad b'ayto b'tzad chacha ini lolo. Dafka get, which is against the will, we said only if she's there, she can accept it. Matana de midata, but a matana which she has to want to accept, right? If it's, he has a choice to accept it or not to accept it. Isn't it a kol shekan that he should be standing by the field? I will not tell a lie. I'm not sure I understand exactly why it's a kol shekan. The get, we're saying, because she's got no choice. And she has to receive the get. In other words, even if she doesn't want it, he can force her to take it and just throw it at her and she's got to take it. Or it's hers already. Then when she's there, she... Okay, you know, maybe. Where Matana, she can... He can't force a guy to take a Matana. Even if he throws it at the guy, Matana, he can just abandon it and leave it around and walk away, right? A get, if it's in her chatzir, the chatzir is kona. And therefore, I suppose she's got to be in the chatzir for the chatzir to kona it. Where a matana, we want to say it's a kosher can, because a matana, he can abandon the matana, even if it's his chatzir. So maybe he has to, how much more he has to be there? Okay, maybe. El Amar Rav Ashi, so therefore Rav Ashi is your right, that's not necessarily so. Amar Ashi, chatzir itravai mishum yad. Really, chatzir is not because of shlichut, right? It's all because of yad. Had a machloket earlier on. Velo gara mishlichut gabe get dechov hula. And it's not worse. It says velo gara, right? The strength of the masek kinyan. So even though it's yad, but it can't be less than shlichut, because it's a chov last part. Ve'ein chavin am shlo befanav. That's what the Gemara says, right? Ein chavin am shlo befanav. So gabe matana the zchut hulo. When it's a matana, that's why we say that a get dafka. You can't bring a proof from a get. A get, why do you have to be there? Because a get ein chavin lo shlo befanav. So you have to be there. But a matana the zchut hulo zakin am shlo befanav. Okay, so that's where we mafka the kavah chomer. It's not really a case. We come back to these principles. Yeah, these principles we learned in Kiddushin and Gittin are so important. The whole idea of chavin and chavin and shofan. You can't do something against his will if he's not there. And a get, because it's a chavin, she doesn't want to get divorced. Right? We said, tab, make tab, do, make tab. We don't want to get divorced. She wants to stay married. And therefore, you're forcing her to do something bad. She has to be there. When Zakin of Zakin Adam Shofanav, you can do someone a favor without him being there. So you give him a time, he doesn't have to be there. So therefore, it isn't a kashia on that. What's it? What's that one?
But Aaron, you can't throw, you can try and get into the chatzer and she's divorced.
Exactly, but she has to be there.
And that's disadvantaged her, and she doesn't have to be there.
She has to be there. We said a get, she would have to be standing there. The get, she'd have to be in her chatzer, she'd have to be by the chatzer. But we're trying to, but we haven't been able to prove anywhere over here that for in other cases you'd have to be there. A get, yes, but not now. Why? Because a get, because of chavin anam shofanav. You can't chavin anam shofanav, so she has to be by the chatzir to throw it to. Okay, so gufa. Gemara says now, ra'ah otan ratzin achare metzia. Now we go back to our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said, the Mishnah says on daf yud alef amud bet, amud alef, where there ra'ah otan ratzin achare metzia, after injured deer or birds that couldn't fly properly, and he got it. Right? They're going to discuss that over now.
Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yochanan,
Yochanan says, it's all very nice, he's running after them, and he says, my feel, but in the end, you have to catch them, right? In other words, if he doesn't catch them, and they run out the field, and they now move on, he can't go until the whole world does a mine, because they were in my field. Well, it makes a bit of sense, that, right? In other words, you want to chappas, because your field can do it for you, but in the end, you got to hold them, you got to own them. So now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, so that's all very nice. What about a matana, he says? How does a matana work? Ayach. Kibla minei of Rabbi Bar Kahana. So with Rabbi Bar Kahana, Masori, he says, Abbi Shirat Zachem Ein Magian. So his Masori was that when it comes to a matana, if a guy gives you a matana and he throws you, lets a deer into your field, he says, yeah, this is yours, then it makes no difference. So now, by Rava has an interesting question. And remember, we had this principle in Masechet Shabbos. Masechet Shabbos, we had a case, remember, of if a guy shot the arrow. Mm-hmm. And when it went from the Shtayachid into Shtarabim, from Shtarabim into Shtayachid, and we said it was Kluta Kami Shehun Chedamia. Remember that term? Kluta Kami Shehun Chedamia. The fact that it penetrated the airspace is that if it landed, Kluta Kami Shehun Cha. The fact that it was kalut, pierced the airspace, is it like it landed? Because remember, for Shabbos, we had to have akira vahanacha. You had to lift something up in Shtayachid and put it down in Rishut HaRabim. Remember that? Or vice versa. That was to be over on the Isra of Hotza'ah. So what now if you shot an arrow? You were standing in Shtayachid and you shot into Shtay Rabim. As it went over, is that kemisha huncha? So the akira was when you picked it up to shoot. And now it went into Shtarabim from Shtayachid. And is that called landing? What if it went from Shtayachid into Shtarabim into Shtayachid and landed in Shtayachid? So was it just a Akira and Hanacha in Shtayachid and we ignore the Shtarabim? But do we say no? There was Akira, Hanacha, Akira, Hanacha. Remember that? Similar idea over here. Just similar idea over here. What about, this is his Kasha. By Rav, Zarak Arnaki Bepetach Zeh. The guy threw a wallet, right, into this entrance of your property. And Rashi says, Aviyah Vehif Kiro Lechol HaKodem. And he was Mafkir, whoever gets it first, it's theirs. Threw this wallet into the airspace. Veyatza Bepetach Acher. But it didn't actually land. He got a very, this was a pitcher, right? He was a good pitcher for, I don't know, some fancy team or a cricket bowler. And he could have a hell of a throw. And he took that wallet, he threw the wallet, and it went into your house on the one door and went flying out the other door. Okay? Or through your field. So now the question is, Mahu, Avir She'ein Sofo Lanuach Kemunach Dami Olo? So now the airspace, She'ein Sofo Lanuach, even though it wasn't going to stop there, Rashi said, "Betoch avir." It wasn't going to stop in there. Is it nonetheless kemunach dami? Look at Rashi. Ukenao balabayit arishon, and therefore the guy in the house acquired it. Or lav kemunach dami, and it didn't. So Rashi says, "Lahachi." But this is the question: Avir she'ain sofol anuach betoch abayit kemunach dami. The ilu avir she'ah sofol anuach betoch abayit pshite landa afilu kadam ish acher vekalt betoch avir lo kana. He says, if it was going to stop in your house, it said that the trajectory. Right, was it was throwing and it's going to land in your house. And the guy threw it into your house now. Rashi says it's pasha that even if somebody else came and jumped up and grabbed it in the air before it landed in your yard, it's pasha that it's yours. Because it's your chatzer was kone. Right? The misha nichnas la'avir, once it entered your airspace, kena'o balabait. The balabait has already owned it. A guy was sitting on the roof, as a rakla get in through his wife a get, and so she was standing on the roof and he was standing on the floor, and he threw the get up to her. It came over the roof before it even lands on the roof. It's already in the roof's airspace. She's divorced, right? Hula if he was on the roof and she was downstairs. Once he threw it over the roof, it had left the roof's airspace. It's now no longer above the roof, right? If now that get gets dissolved or gets marked or erased for some reason, or gets burnt, it's already mugureshet, because once he threw it from his reshut into her reshut, it's considered hers. So we see over here from Gittin that the airspace, that's a halachic concept of airspace, right? Like we have it today, even today in civil law. You own the airspace right all above your property. It's yours, all up to Shammai. So once it's in your airspace, it's yours. Once it leaves your airspace, in her airspace, it's hers. So once this wallet comes into your airspace and it's gonna land in your property, it's yours. The question now is, if it's going through your property, it's not gonna land. Do we say it's if it was gonna land and therefore it's yours, or it's not gonna land and therefore it's not yours? That's the question that we ask. We're not sure who exactly said it, right? Was it Rav Papa? Was it Rav Adabar Matna? Was it Ravina? But they all said to Rav because it was Rav's question. Love Hainu Matnitin, isn't this exactly what we learned in our Mishnah? What was our Mishnah? They saw a guy chasing after this animal that was running around his property. He has to get it. In other words, isn't this our answer? And on that kasha we had there, on that Mishnah, we said, Ubay Rabbi Yirmiyah, what about a matana? The kibla minarech abu bar kahana, but matana afa pi sheratz acharein ve'ein magian. So there's an answer. The Mishnah spoke about when it was just hefka that came into the property, so you had to catch it. If it was a matana, a guy giving you a matana, you never had to catch it. So we said the same thing. Here the guy throws a wallet into the property, and he's mafkir it, you'd have to catch it. If it was a matan and somebody gave it to you and threw it at you, you wouldn't have to catch it. So Amalei, so Rava says, no, that's not a good answer. Because there, what you're speaking about there is Midgalgel Kamart. So they're talking about when it was running through our property, it wasn't in the air, it was like rolling on the floor. That's on the floor. And Sha'ani Midgalgel de Kamunach Dami, that's something different altogether. When it's on the floor, even though it's rolling, it's as if every time it rolls one or step it takes, if it stood still for a second, then it took another step, it stood still for a second. Another step. Again, remember, Halacha Shabbos, we learned the same thing, right? That a guy who's walking, so the question is that we I think we once explained the idea of Darat Amot, is that it's like Akiraba Nacha, Akiraba, Akiraba Nacha, every time he's walking, something like that. But that would be the answer over there, end of the Mishnah, so we haven't really solved the question whether you would or you wouldn't have to. What's Halacha there, by the way? Anybody got Halacha there? Is there Halacha there? I don't see Halacha actually on the Gemara. Okay, let's get a new Mishnah. Metziat beno ubito aktanim. So now, if a guy's got a daughter or a son, at the moment the pshat is that, the Havamin is, we're talking about a child under bar mitzvah, about mitzvah. Right, so or metziat avdo v'shifrato haknanim, or his goy she'avadim, right, the knanim. Rashi is there because we're talking about sheregufo kanui lo'olamit k'richtiv itnachaltem, right, he owns their bodies, he actually owns them, they're like his assets, so whatever they find is his. Or metziat ishto, his wife's, right, and look at this, Rashi is over here, Rabbanan, were metaken takinu le mishum eva. His wife, whatever she finds is his. Why is it his? Because he's supporting her. So therefore, in order to prevent strife in the family, the guy says, I'm supporting you. What are you going to go walk around finding treasures? They're mine. Okay, bear this in mind for the end of the sugya. Okay, we're going to get to a nice little answer at the end of the sugya. Mishum eva. Takinu le mishum eva. All these are shelo. So his young children, his avarim knanim, or his wife. Metziat beno bito agdolim, if you've got grown-up children and they find something, or metziat avdo v'shivchato avadim, ha'ivrim, or these Jewish avadim, Rashi's going to be going to ask parich, but shouldn't be here, lo yi ele kapoel, I mean, el, metziat tola, by the way, we saw yesterday that, remember we learned yesterday already, or in Dafyu, 2 days ago, that we learned that a poel, a worker, so we said it would depend, if he was working, doing a particular job for the guy, so then, as long as he was doing his job, what he found was his. But if he wasn't doing a particular job, he was hired for the whole day, so then whatever he found belonged to the Balabait. So isn't an Eved Ivri similar to a Poel who's hired for the whole day? Because he's hired for 6 years to work for the guy. So it should be whatever he finds should be his, correct? It makes it a good kasha. Rashi said, we'll see in the Gemara later on. Metziat ishto shegirsha. If he divorced his wife, right? So then, so even though he's divorced her, he hasn't given her a ketubah yet, you might have thought that maybe it should be his. Nonetheless, all these belong to him. So the older children, the Avadim, Ivrim, and his wife who's divorced, hasn't given her a ketubah, whatever they find is there. So I'm a Shmuel. So Gemara quotes here, Shmuel says, Bibnema, Amru Metziat Katan La'aviv. Why do we say that a Metziat Katan has belonged to his father? Right, look at Rashi here. Mipnei ma amru mitziakat laviv. Bishlom ebito veishto tamim mefresh labim koman. Biktubot ele beno tamim ma. He says, we understand that in Masech Ketubah, we explained there the wife because of Eva and the young daughter. Anybody remember what the reason was for the young daughter? I remember what the young daughter was. Should look that up, sorry.
What's the question?
Shmuel is saying, why the son? We understand the daughter and the mother. So Rashi says over here that the mother and the daughter, why the metzia belongs to the father, is because it's explained in Sefer Ketubot. The mother we saw over here now because of Eva. But what was the reason that the daughter, why was the young daughter, why was the metzia her father's? But then why is it, so what's the kasha about the son then?
The husband to marry, so he owns her. He's got virtual ownership.
It's a nacho, because the minute the son finds something he doesn't have, and he's acquiring it on his father's behalf.
No, that's not. That's the answer. That's coming up just now, Mark. We haven't got to the question yet. The question is why the. I'm asking why the daughter. The only question.
Well, if he can marry her off, certainly then she's no worse than a wife.
That's what my father's saying. So we're saying because the kiddushin money goes to him, so if any matzia goes to her. Okay, there seems to be an answer there. I mean, maybe you're right. I just don't remember. But the Gemara says over here that Metziat Beno B'Doktani Metziat Abdul. The Gemara says, Amashmuel B'nei Ma'amru Metziat Katan. Why the Katan? And Rashi says, why did he only ask about the Katan? Because the Ketana and the Ishtar were already given answers in Masechet Tubot.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm saying here we mentioned already the reason for the Ishtar because it was Eva, because we had to call strap if he's supporting her. But I don't remember what they said in Ketubah. So were you giving Svaris? It could be right, but it's written somewhere. I don't see it. So he says, okay, so here comes what Selwa mentioned. Now, why's the answer? So why the Katan? So he says, Shebesha'a Shemotza'a. Why? Because the Katan, the behavior of a Katan, as soon as he finds something, what does he do? Meritze Tzelav. Venomachibet. He's going to keep it. He quickly runs. He's daddy, look what I found. So what does that mean? So why is it the father's then? New Selwyn, why is it the father's? And he runs to show it to his father. So what?
Well, it takes it.
It's the father, you know.
Why?
It's
your it. Now look at Rashi. No, Rashi gives the better answer. Look at Rashi's answer. Rashi's a better answer than all of yours. Right? Look at Rashi's answer. Rashi says, Hilchach kemagbia, because it means lechatchila, when he lifted it up in the first place, Letzorich Aviv Higbia. He was actually corner it for his father. In other words, he never had a half a minute to keep it. He was so excited to show it to his father, he already knew he was doing it for his father. The Hagbah was for somebody else. Okay, that's the answer that he gives. Right, so Gemara says, wait a second, the Maimer, the Sabah Shmuel Kata and Leitle Zechir and Nafshe Midoraita? Does that mean that Shmuel had to find a reason for it? That Shmuel doesn't believe that Midoraita, a Katan, can acquire something for himself? The only reason that he could do the Hagbah here and there was a Masek Kinyon because it was for the father? What, a Katan couldn't have kept it for himself? Midoraita? Va'atanya, wait a second, we've got a bright Hasocher Apoel. If you hire a worker, Yilaket Benoah Harav, right? So now he's a poor guy. He's coming to work for you. He's helping you doing your harvesting. His son can walk behind him. Why? And pick up all the yelaket. And there was the leket, shecha and paya. He can pick up the son. Because they are need. On the other hand, if you hire the father, lemechtze, leshtish, revin, which is a sharecropper, you make him a partner in the proceeds, lo yelaket benoah harav. His son can't any longer pick up behind him. Look at Rashi over here. If he's a poor guy, the worker, so his son can come behind, whatever's falling behind. If the worker's a sharecropper, then look at Rashi, Ashiru, he's now a landowner. He's not a poor guy, he's an Ashir. If he's an Ashir, he can't go looking around for leket shechavapaya. And we saw the other day that a balabait can't lick it on his own field, right? You mentioned that, Selwyn, right? V'lo yilaket beno acharav either, lefi sheniket beno laviv, because he's gathering for his father. So Tanakama says...
He's getting a landholder here, because he's getting a share in the crop. That's what's happening.
Exactly. He's a sharecropper. The official term is called a sharecropper.
Yeah.
Well, what's the problem?
He's not owning the land. What is the
that's called a landowner. That's called a landowner. When you've got rights in the produce, when you've got rights in the, that's called being a landowner. What's a landowner? The produce is yours. So when you do a deal with someone, you say to them, listen, you come work with me. I'm not giving you a salary. A third or a quarter, half, whatever we get out of here is yours. Suddenly the guy becomes a partner with you. He might not have a title deed, he might be able to sell it, right? But he's got rights to it. And therefore, that changes that from a poor guy who never had any rights in land, suddenly an ani who had rights in land, right? So here the Tanakhama says, if he's just a simple poel, his son can do leket shechav peya. If he's not, he can't. Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yossi says, no, bankach uvankach, ila kepano vishto acharav. He says, you look at Rashi, bankach uvankach. Dima av ashir, aben ani, vizokhir atzmo. And he said, but why are you comparing the father and the son? So the father now became a rich guy because he suddenly got the share in this property. But the son's still a poor guy. So now this, and therefore the son can. V'ama Shmuel, what did Shmuel say? Alachak Rabbi Yossi. In other words, what do we say over here? That midoraita, a young kid can go ahead and do leket, and do lekita, which means he's zoche midoraita. So what, you try to tell me, what was Shmuel's alkashia? How can the son, what's the son doing? The son's doing it because he's doing hagbah for the father. Ah, what is Shmuel saying that there's no zechir midoraita for the young kid? But we see that Shmuel Paskin Rabbi Yossi says that the young kid in the father is a rich guy who's got share in the land, can still do lek. It means matev is zechir doraita. Gemara explains it now. Yeah, might be shlomo katan itle zechir enough. Shemi doraita, the bach edge of the word midoraita. That makes sense only if you tell me now that the young kid's got the zechir enough, he can acquire for himself midoraita. And therefore, when he's running behind his father doing the lekita, he's doing it for himself. Right? And the father is going to now be zoche. If anything, I suppose it's the kids now, and the father can have it from the kid, but it's the kids. But if the kid hasn't got any rights midoraita to zoche anything, then when he's running behind gathering, who's he actually gathering for? La'aviv kemelakeit. But now comes the Gemara, but how can it be? Avu ashiru. Ama ishto beno melakeit acharav. So the Gemara adds in there, ishto irat ishto beno. We're talking about both of them, the wife or the child. How can they run around? So what do you mean? So Shmuel saying that why can the son do it? Ah, because he was zoche for the father when he picked it up. Meaning what? Is Shmuel telling us that the kid himself had got no inherent rights to be zoche for himself? And the only way he could be zoche was he was doing it for his father. Why does it Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says that a kid can walk behind his father if his father's rich. And that only works if he's being zoche for himself. Question clear, right? All right, so the Gemara says, Shmuel Tamer Ditana Didan Ka'amar. V'lei lo shrile. He says, no, Shmuel wasn't telling us what he believes. Shmuel Paskin Zoche like Rabbi Yossi, that a katan can do is zoche himself. Shmuel was trying to understand the Tana of our Mishnah, who seems to be paskening like Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yossi. And that was Shmuel saying that according to the Tanna who says that it's that it belongs to the father, why? Obviously he thinks that a kid can't do Zechir Midrata. I think that he can. So now the Gemara says, wait a second, so now, okay, that's very nice. But now with the sub Rabbi Yossi, Katan Ita Zechir Midrata, now would you, the way we explained this last Gemara over here, according to Shmuel, and Shmuel paskened like Rabbi Yossi, was that Rabbi Yossi seemed to say that a Katan has got Zechir Midoraita, and therefore Shmuel Paskin Locha like Rabbi Yossi, and that's why it doesn't tie in with our Mishnah. But is that true? Does Rabbi Yossi say that a kid has got Zechir Midoraita? Vatna, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah over here, Masechet Gittin, Metziat Chereshot of a Katan. If a Cheresh, a deaf guy, or a mute, or a Katan find something, Yashbe Mishum Gezel, Bibnei Darke Shalom. If you steal from them, right, then it's Gezel because of Darke Shalom. In other words, it's only Dar Keshalom. They weren't really kone themselves. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Gezel Gamur. Rabbi said, no, it's a proper Gezel. In other words, they were kone themselves. So what do you mean Rabbi Yossi said that a Katan, Rabbi Chisda said on that when Rabbi Yossi said Gezel Gamur, sorry, I got confused a second, he meant Gezel Gamur Midrevrehem, not Midoraita. So Rabbi Yossi never said there's Gezel Midoraita. If you steal from the katan, it's only gezel midrabanan. Why? Because the kid hasn't got a zechir midoraita. Everybody following me? So we've got to go back and forth now. So gezel gamur, the Gemara says, enough kamina. What does it mean, gezel gamur? Here comes the answer, right, in the next line. Right, very good question. Right? Lehotzia bedayanim. Gezel gamur means that it was considered a proper gezel, you can now go with dayanim and get it back from the guy and give it back to the katan. Look at Rashi. V'nafkimin Rabbi Yossi ha atid Ashmin. What's he coming to teach us? Tehichmiru chachamim betakanatan kegezel gamur. They were machmir as if it was gezel gamur. Lehotzio bedayanin. To go now and bring this guy who stole from the katan to court and make him give it back. V'chevan demidoraita leitle zechia. Right, and since we're right, there's no mitzvah here. Nimtza aviv gozeret ta'anim. Bottom line, we come back to our case here of the leket shicha v'peya. According to Rabbi Yossi, there isn't really a zechiah midoraita. And now, bottom line, if you let this kid run behind, right, he's gozel ta'anim because he's working for his father. So our question, our big question here is, what's going on over here now? Shmuel said, "We blame mom because he can't go run to his father." Right? The question was, does Shmuel therefore say that there's no Zechir Midoraita? But doesn't Shmuel hold like Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says there is, but now he says Rabbi Yossi holds there isn't. So Ela Amar Abaya Asa'ua Kemi Shehalchu Ba Nemushot. He says, no. There's a lot of takanot involved over here, right? It's actually mind-boggling. Who was able to ever keep track of all these takanot? I think to myself last night, imagine everything is a takana of a takana of a takana of a takana. You've got to be so well versed in all these takanot of chachamim just to go and do leket shichacha and peya. Because if you know what's really happening, you're right. Midoraita, the cattle hasn't got zechia. Midoraita, if the cattle's walking behind his father, who's now this rich in inverted commas sharecropper, he's actually doing gzeila anim, stealing on the anim. How come he's allowed to do it? How come Biyosi said he can do it? He says, because chachamim made a takana. That's what our buyer says. What? Somebody says something? I don't know. I think Mark's okay. Right? He says, El Amar Abaya, Asa'ua, it's called Rabbi Yossi, right? And Rashi says, look at Rashi, the very last there lines. Rabbi Yossi, Nama Ketan Didan Svirle. Rabbi Yossi holds like Atana. When we said that Shmuel doesn't hold like Atana, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. No, they all hold the same. What do they hold? The Katan, late Le Zechia. There is no Zechia for a Katan Midoraita. And the only way the Katan could have, the Katan could have picked up something was doing it for his father. Let's go back just to first principles. Now, jump forward now to our case over here. How come Rabbi Yossi said that the katan can walk behind the father and pick it up? Because Asa'ua Rabbi Chachamim made a takana that a kid walking behind his father is the fields are considered nemushot. Now, what are nemushot? After leket, during the season, so you know there's one or two or three waves of anim picking up stuff. And the real anim will go back a second time, and then the really real anim will go back even a third time. The richer anim, once they've been to a field, once they've cleaned up, they can find, they move on. Okay, so it depends how desperate you are. And you always find something. You know, you always find a little twig here or twig there, whatever the case is. So Nemushot is a field that's already been passed through more than once. Most anim don't bother going over there. That's what our buyer says. That if the father's a sharecropper, then people know that the father's not really rich. Okay, the fact that he's got a bit of a share means he's just better off than other poor people. He's not really a rich landowner, right? So therefore, they allow his kids to walk behind it. Da'anim gufayu maschedatau. Even the anim don't waste their time going any there. Why? Because what do they say to themselves? Savrei berei da'ayach malaktere. This, the sharecropper's son, he's already cleaned out the place. We're not going to waste our time going there. So because the other anim aren't going to go there, isn't really gezer anim, because people know to stay away, because this kid, the guy's got a bit of a muzzle in life, and the farmer took a lucky to him and said, you know what, you can have a bit of a third or a quarter, whatever, with me. And once he's already got a bit of a stake in the field, his family are going to climb in on the bandwagon, and they're going to pick it all up, and other anim are going to stay away. That's what he said over here. So Amar Rav Adabar Matla Abaya. Shavar said to Abaya, "V'chi mutar la Adam larbitz ari b'toch sadeu kere shiru anim v'yivruchu." Is that mutar? Was you like if you're beating a lion in your field, was you scaring people away? Basically, that's what you're doing. Are you trying to scare people? You scare tactics so that nobody comes near you. In other words, this is mine. Put a big scarecrow up there to all the anim, saying, "Stay away. My family are running the show here." That's like hard arm tactics. Is that allowed? Is that allowed? Allowed? Am I saying the word right? Right? Is that allowed? Right? Sounds funny. Allowed, right? El Amar Rava, Shava says, no. Asu she'eno zoche kezoche. He says, it's, I think it's basically very, very fine line machloket over here. So he says, no. He says that even though, look at Rashi, asu et she'eno zoche kezoche, ava bi she'en leket zoche av bakom acher, normally you wouldn't have this, but yeah, they made a special allowance. Why? My timer, Aniim gufayu nichilehu. The aniim are happy with this arrangement. Normally, we've got a problem with Ava between aniim, and if we don't discriminate. But in the case like this, the aniim themselves don't mind if you discriminate. Why? Because if they say to themselves, listen, I don't mind if that guy there is running the show and his kids look after the place, because please God, I'll also be zoche. He says to have a situation like that, I want my kids running after me, doing the leket shechem pay after me. So since the anim don't mind, because they wouldn't mind happening to themselves either, Chamim allowed you to do it, and if there was zechir. The bottom line is there's no zechir for a kata. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay, the Gemara says, Upliga ad Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. And this whole story over here, right, with Shmuel speaking about our Mishnah, the whole story is all about the zechir for the father, etc., is a machloket on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Right, because the way that Shmuel explained it was that the katan was a katan mamish, right? And a gadol was a gadol mamish. So over here, Rabbi, he says, and this is a machloket. This is cholek Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan, because they said, lo gadol gadol mamash, lo katan gadol. We're not actually speaking our Mishnah about gadolim or katan, like the cutoff being bar mitzvah or 12 zah for a girl. El gadol, if he's a gadol, v'samuch ha-shulchan aviv, and his father supporting him, zehu katan, that's a katan. And a katan, he's a young, independent kid who's an entrepreneur and doesn't need his father for anything. Zehu gadol. And that's what the Mishnah says. Not a question of, is there zechir doraita, not zechir doraita. Because if he's a gadol, mamish, there is zechir doraita. Doesn't matter. He still gets it to his father. Why? Because his father's supporting him. So as soon as he finds something, he runs to his father. If he's a kid and he doesn't need his father for anything, he finds something, he finds it for himself. The guy from 6 years old is working in the fields and supporting himself. Was he going to run back now and give something to his father? No, he's going to have zechir. So Shmuel would disagree completely with that, because Shmuel says it's mamash a case of zechir deraita, zechir derabanan, where there isn't zechir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they would say isn't the case. Now, we're running out of time, but I saw the most beautiful in the Daf notes, a story, a famous story about a guy, the Vilna Gaon, found somebody who showed him a chumash. Where on the case of Breishit, where it said eta ora gadol vet ora katan, you know that the moon was a big moon, the light moon and the big moon. So so there the Midrash says, and Rashi quotes the Midrash, that really they were both created the same size, but Hashem punished the moon because he said that there can't be two great lights. He took his light away, he made him small, whatever the case is. So he said, guy showed his father, this guy showed the Vilna Gaon a chumash of his father's, where he had over there on the case of the moons, and written in the margin were the letters Gimel, Vav, Ayin, Shin, Aleph, Nun, Kuf. Gimel, Vav, Ayin, Shin, Aleph, Nun, Kuf. And he never had a clue what it was. So he showed it to the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon looks at it, he says, remember the big moon and the small moon. So he says, it makes sense what it is. The Vilna Gaon says to him, he says, Gadol va'amar aviv she'ani omer nie katan. Right? He says, that's what he says. Gadol va'ani omer she'amar nie katan. He says, I say he's big, but really he's small. And what do you mean by I say it's bigger, he's small? He says, that's our Gemara, where he's a gadol, but he's somech al shulchan aviv. He says, actually small. And he says, that's how I explained the pshat in the moon and the sun. Because look, let's be honest. You know, we say that they made them the same size and he made the moon small. We all know that's not true. Because the sun is the biggest sort of, in our whole solar system, is the biggest thing that there is. And we all revolve around the sun. It was impossible for the moon to be the same size as the sun.
Why?
Because it would have sucked up the earth. But it would have sucked up the earth. Think about it. There's not a religious argument. Let's just think of pure physical argument. Yeah, right? Right? If the sun was as big as the sun is, and it was next to, as close to our Earth as our moon is, what were the chances that the Earth would have survived for 1 second? Forget about miracles now. And I know it's all miracles. I'm saying, let's be practical for a second. Understand the discussion for today.
Yeah, practically.
Okay, right. So therefore, the Zohar says, what does the Zohar say? The Zohar says that it's always the size. But what's the difference between the moon and the sun? The Zohar says that the moon and the sun, just like the sun's got its own source of light, so too do the moon have its own source of light. And what does it mean when he said Ora Gadol Vara Katan? Hashem took away its own source of light. And now what's the source of the light of the moon? The reflecting of the sun. And that's a katan, that's a gadol shesomech alav shulchan aviv. Because a gadol, he's a gadol like his father, but where's his source of his light? Because he's reliant on his father. So that's what the Vilna understood over here from this guy who had written in the margin of his chumash. Gadol. Va'ani omer she, gadol va'omer she, something katan. I'll send you out exactly the thing. Exactly what he said over here, that Rabbi Yochanan says. And that makes so much sense. That Gadol Shesomech al Shulchan Aviv is called a Katan, says Rabbi Yochanan. And a Katan Shesomech al Shulchan Aviv is called a Gadol. So the moon was a Gadol, had its own source of light. Now Hashem took away its source of light, became a Katan. And that's why he said, or a Gadol, or a Katan. And it makes much more sense, even physically and everything. We can understand it more. And that's the Zohar, by the way. It's not Darren Platsky. Okay. And not that I'm an expert in the Zohar, but
beautiful,
I read it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Right. Okay. Let's carry on. So now, so over here, so the words, okay, 1 second. Now we go back to Metziat Avdo v'Shivchato. We're going to move now. Metziat Avdo v'Shivchato ha'Ivriim ha'Reim shel Atzman. If the Avad and the Ivri said the article, what's the question? Am I loyel lepoel? Like I said, this be like a worker, and the worker we know if was working for the whole day. It's his. But Tani Metziat poel Atzmo. But remember, it's Zman Shamalo necheshi miayom adori miayom. But Amalo asemi b'lachayom Metziatu lebalvayt. We saw this is a direct quote from the Gemara the other day. Daf Yud. If he made a deal with him to work for you the whole day, whatever he finds is his. So how come over here the Eved Ivri is not like a worker? So I'm Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Achav Eved Nokev Margaliot Askinan. We're talking about, let's say, like a diamond dealer, a diamond sorter, or he's a Nokev Margaliot, like a person who makes pierces pearls. You're like, you know, when you make a string of pearls, you put like a hole through it. It's a very, very precise job. And it's a highly trained artisan and probably worth a lot of money. So a guy like that is working in such a fine job, the Balabai's got no inyan on him wasting his time going to find materials for him. Every second he's not working, he's costing him money. Right? Look what he says over here. She ain't rabo rotze leshanoto lemelachach. He doesn't want him to go do anything else. Look what Rashi says. Hilchach lo nichele sheyakbilu. He doesn't want him to find goods for him. The metzia mule bedamea mischar bitul melach. Anything that he can find is a waste of his time. Lo shechicha, right? If he should find something, the Balabai says, keep it shilohu, yeshlem rabo schabitlo, but I'm taking off the money of your time. Because if it took you 15 minutes to find that metziah, I'm docking 15 minutes off your wages, because no matter what you find, can be worth more than what I'm than you're earning for me. I don't care about that. I don't want you finding. That's why the Eved Ivri, in the specific case of Eved Ivri, already you're right, and all Eved Ivri would be belong to the master. Then Rabbi gives another answer. Rabbi says, now Amar b'magbir metziat im melachto askin. We're talking about a guy who finds something in the course of his work. Look at Rashi, Imalachto, Shilobi tell Klum, he didn't waste any time. He was, I suppose he's walking on the field and he's going from A to B to get from one place to another. On the way, he picks something up. He didn't waste any time. Keep it, says the master. I don't care. Rav Papa gives a third answer. He says, Kagonche scharo lilaket metziot. So Rav Papa says, no, when do we say that the metziah is his? When he's being paid to actually pick up metziahs. So the girl said, what do you mean by Hechi Dami? What are you talking about? It says, the Afkai Agma Bechavri. Look at Rashi Abiyah. Yeah? He says, Shetzafa Nar Chutzlet Gidotav. The river overflowed, it's banked. V'tzafu Adagim Sham V'keshiyavshu Amayim Ayotzim Nimtzu Sham Dagim Harbe. And now, when the waters went back into the river, it left a whole lot of dead fish on the sides of the river. The Rashi says, yeah, Afkai means Targum is Hetzif. So therefore, he doesn't care. You want those fish? Take the fish. I don't care. As long as you move away from it, they're yours. Right, he paid you to remove all the junk. You want the fish, keep them, but I don't care. That's the answer he gave over there. Okay, now we go back and we said that the Shifcha, right, the Shifcha Ivri, the Eved Ivri, the Shifcha Ivri, what they find is this. I want to ask a question. This Shifcha, now we literally homing in on all the dinim of Shifcha. Let's just quickly summarize for ourselves a few minutes. A Shifcha Ivri, right, is a father sells her when she's young, right, and a Maha Ivriya, correct? When she becomes 12 and she got two sarut, if the guys didn't marry her yet, what happens to her? She goes home. Right? Correct? He's got to marry her, otherwise she goes home. The metziahs that she finds while she's in Amah Ivriyah still belong to her father. To her father, not to her, not to her master, to her father. Right? This shifcha, how do you have such a situation where you've got a shifcha Amah Ivriyah that the metzias belong to the balabait. Either it is day sarot. If she's bought two hairs, she already got puberty. So my bayi gabe, what's she doing in the first place? She should be at home. Right, look at the Tosfot down the bottom here. Right at the bottom, my guy, but hey, he nami ena yecholalim korat smacharechen kedita besifri. She too late. She can't set herself anymore into ads and amavria. Once she got two sarot, she goes back. She's free. Go marry me or send me out. Either I teach that my by guy, but either lo I teach sarot. And if she didn't bring two sarot, so if her father's alive, the avua it goes to her father. We the late la'av. If she hasn't got a father, so then typically when her father died, she should have gone free. Now this is a little bit controversial. The Gemara says, why is that? Tamar Esh Lakish. Quote Esh Lakish. Masechet Kiddushin. Amai v'ya kanat ma'avet. How does she acquire herself? B'mit ata av mirushut ha'adon mikav ha'chomer. He says, the kav ha'chomer over here. That if her father can sell her while she's alive, and her materials are his while she's alive, then certainly now when actually, you want to see the Kal Vachomer? I want to quickly go through it quickly. Let's look at the Kal Vachomer. Right, look at Rashi. Almost now with the Gemara. Move your finger across to the Rashi and go down 2-3 lines down. But Parakamik, the first Parak of Kedushin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, says, Ma simanim she'el motzim mishta'ab motzim mishta'adon. If she brings simanim, so she still stays in her father's reshut, but she leaves her husband's reshut, yeah, the master's reshut, right? That means you may bagrut. And then kasi means you may narut. So mitata av shemotim ishta av she'enumurish levanav mashe zochtelo tova b'metshe v'tishto. K'dafina v'itnachtim otam nechevim b'notachem nevech eno din shemotim. It says basically, if simanim, she removes herself from the husband's, the barabait reshut, but not from her father's reshut. So then mita, which receives herself from her father's reshut, should certainly remove her from the barabait reshut as well. That's the kind of Rabbi Shlakish wants to learn. Gemara says, but I don't understand. Below or ituta Resh Lakish, didn't we knock out Resh Lakish? So the Gemara, it seems to be that Resh Lakish didn't apply. Now, our question over here in the Mishnah is, how do we have a situation where there's such a thing as an Amayvriya getting a Metziah? If she's a young kid, so it should be to her father. If she's an older kid, why is she an Amayvriya? If the father, maybe she hasn't got a father and the father died, but then we want to say, because Resh Lakish shouldn't be there anymore either. The Gemara says, no, we already bounced out Resh Lakish. The Gemara says, maybe Nami behind Nami Tevet Yufta. This might be another proof to Resh Lakish that the father's dying doesn't release her. Because that's how the master gets her Metziah. Isn't the father? And therefore, she's a kid and there's no father. And he has proof that the Balabite gets it. This is another Kashya on Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, as soon as her father dies, she goes free. And here we can see the only way she can be an Amai Vriya and the Balabat can get the goods that she found is if she hasn't got a father, then she's still a kid. Everybody with me? Right? So we say, no, she's got a father. That's not, we're not trying to disprove Resh Lakish over here. There is a father in the picture over here. Ah, so how come her father does, she gets the Balabat gets the Metziah? Umai Harehen, so what do you mean when we say Harehen Shelahen? We say that they are hers. We don't really mean they're hers. And there's not love daf get you to Resh Lakish. It could even belong to her fathers. Right? Avalefuke de rabba. What we mean is that the master doesn't get it. That doesn't mean we say that she gets it. Not that she dafka gets it. It might be her father gets it. But the master doesn't get it. Next case, the mitzvah mitziat ishto. Right? And we said that if you divorced her, and they didn't give her a ketubah, so remember we said then the reason, what was the reason that you get that the woman went before they got divorced, they were married, that you, she, the Metziah went to her husband, we said, because of Eva. Remember? So here we got a case of where the Gemara said, that the Mishnah said, if you divorced, they hadn't given her ketubah, so it's still hers. The Gemara says, no, Girsha Pshita. It's obviously it's hers, if you divorced her. What do we care if she got a ketubah or not? The Gemara says, no. Hacha maskinan b'mugreshet and b'mugreshet. She isn't divorced. Rashi explains over here, what does it mean? That he threw her a get in the Shtarabim, and we're not sure if it landed within Dalet Amot or not Dalet Amot, so the suffix that she's divorced or not. Dam Rabbi Zari, Amma Shmuel, Kol Makom, Shabu Chami, Mugresh, Ben Mugresh, El Tal Chami said, use that term. She isn't divorced. Ba'ala Chayav, B'mezonoteah. He's got a knas to support her. Why? Sort it out. Get the divorce fixed up. Don't leave her in a halfway house. Right? So Tayo, Ma Rabbi Namitzia, Eshala Ba'ala. Why do we say in the first place that a metziah of a woman is for Bala? Because it shouldn't be Eva. But that's just, wait a second. But here, do we care about Eva here? He's divorced her. They're busy fighting. Is she or isn't she divorced? She said, Avalhacha, itle Ava v'Ava. And how there's Ava over here? There isn't more Ava than you can imagine. There is a time of year when she's not sure if she's divorced or not divorced. So we don't care about her keeping the Metzia. We don't worry about her. Could you do the Mishnah? Matzah shitrechov. A guy goes and he finds documents on the floor, agreements. Imesh ben achrayt nechassim. It's written into this achrayt nechassim that guys can claim from mortgage properties on these documents. Lo yachs, you don't return them to the lover, to the marble. You don't give them back to anybody. Why? Shebeitin yifrayim, because if someone's got them in their hands, Beitin can use those documents to go now and reclaim the assets that are underlying the debt. And we're not sure it might have been repaid or might not have been repaid. So therefore, we don't do anything with them. And by achrayut nechassim, if there aren't achrayut nechassim, there aren't any encumbrances on this document, yachzir, we don't care, give it back. Wash. And Beitin yifrayim, man, dear Rabbi Meir. Meir says, give them back, we don't care. Beitin, if there's no achrayut in the document, the ugly document, anyway, what do we care, give it back to whoever you want. Chaim say no. Bankach or bankach, lo yachzir. Irrespective of the Israel isn't achrayut, you don't get back. Why? Because Beitin, if it's Beitin, called Chaim, can still use those documents to go away from unencumbered assets. A guy might have assets which aren't mortgaged to anybody else, and now you present him with this document, this loan agreement. You say, give me those, give me the assets that you got that aren't encumbered. We can still use them. We'll carry on with the Gemara tomorrow. Okay.